It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors. You wanna keep it?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Girls Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. Clint Sweat. For those of y'all, again, who don't know what Clint Sweat mean, I'm going to tell you one more time, and then after that, you just got to know. Lady in Kentucky was like, "You fine?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know I'm fine." She's like, "When I was on stage, when you were on stage, you made me sweat." And I was like, "Oh, well, you say no, I say yes. Girl, you know I can make you sweat." So I make women sweat now. So I'm now Clint Sweat, because Keith Sweat name ain't Keith Sweat.
Right.
So if he make women sweat, and this nigga be whining, I don't be whining on stage. You know what I'm saying? So that's all. But other than that, man, yeah, how we doing? We good, man. Real quick, just one announcement. You already know what time it is. You already know exactly what I'm going to say. We have 22 tickets left. That's it. We got 22. If you in LA, we got 22. If you listen to this podcast today, you're going to hear it. You're going to be like, damn, he really got 22 tickets left. Get your tickets. There's only one ticket left with a dinner reservation. And then we got like 20 left or 21 left of the general admission. Once that's gone, it's gone, ladies and gentlemen. We are legit sold out. It's a wrap. And I'm excited, man. And even the fact that we're 22 tickets away from selling out really means a lot to me, too. That means that you motherfuckers is really coming through. Y'all fucking with me. And people don't understand how hard it is to sell tickets in Los Angeles. It's one thing to sell tickets, you know, no disrespect to anybody else's city, but, like, you know, it's cities where it ain't shit to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, shit, you might as well. Like, if we in Indianapolis, what else is there to do? You going to go to the Combine, my nigga? Like, you know, come on. You know what I mean? No diss to Indianapolis. I actually love Indianapolis.
All diss.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not, because I like Indianapolis. Ooh. But I'm saying is it's in L.A., there's so much more to do than Indianapolis. You know what I'm saying? Like, in L.A., like, literally, you're competing with nigga fucking Thundercat is before, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited to see Thundercat.
Anyway,
I'm really hype about Thundercat. Anyway, but the point I'm making is it's hard to sell tickets in LA. The fact that y'all coming to see me means a lot, and I don't take it for granted. It's gonna be an awesome show. I can't wait. I'm excited. All right, real quick before we get into the actual topics of the podcast, first, ladies and gentlemen, I got a special guest on. Her name is Rita Olds. Is that all right if I call you that?
Yeah. Hey, all right. Y'all.
Well, because some people don't like the whole government, you know what I mean? But cool. You know what I mean? But first of all, tell everybody how we met. That's how I always talk about how we met on the podcast. So explain to the people how we met.
I don't really remember when we first met, but I know how I met you through an ex. Do we name drop on here or not?
You can name. It's cool. Okay. I mean, he cool. We are. I mean,
I don't know the thing, but I met Clint through an ex boyfriend of mine, Corey. And I don't...
We say names on here.
Okay.
So that's okay.
So,
yeah. His name's Corey Towns.
Corey
Towns, yeah. Known Corey since I was in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we met... Me and Corey started dating in 2009.
Yeah.
We broke up like in 2010.
Right.
And you was around. We was cool. You told me you wanted to do comedy. I said, all right, I'll come to a show in Boston.
Right.
And here we are.
Oh, nigga. I'll come to a show in Boston.
10 years later, we still cool.
I'll come to a show in Boston. No, so you were there that night. I tell that story on this podcast a lot about how like I came to Boston, wasn't nobody there, blah 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 blah. Like, just
it was terrible.
Just please explain to the people like the look on my face and how pissed off I really was. Like, I don't think people.
It's not funny, but it really is. I think there was like 7 people, maybe 10, 12 people in the crowd.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just us.
It was us. it was us. 5 of us.
And the nigga from Insecure. So you remember, you watch Insecure, right?
I do.
You remember the nigga who Yvonne was dating in the first season? The light-skinned dude who said he sucked dick in college or some shit like that? Him?
The bisexual dude. Yeah,
Langston. Yeah, he was on the show.
Oh, okay.
He was the opening act.
Wow. Okay.
Right, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So it was us. It was like 5 of us, right?
And it was so driving up there. It was me, you,
Dania,
DJ R to the Izza, mm-hmm. and my cousin Dwayne, and I think my boy Dez came too. My boy Desi Johnson, I think he came too, because we was riding like a big ass expedition at the time. Yep. And I remember it was a fun little road trip. Like on the way up there, fun. We was excited. Yeah, then we get there.
Checked into the hotel. We thought it was about to be a time of our lives.
And yo, when I tell you, first of all, everybody was at an AKA probate. That's number one. Like it was like an AKA probate at the same time. I was like, what's going on in there? They're like, yeah, some AKAs crossing. I'm like, man, fuck them bitches. Like,
come to my show.
Yeah, I was like, man, fuck them bitches. But it's all good, man. So, but we've since redeemed ourselves in Boston.
Right,
Boston is now one of my top 5 cities.
You got a standing ovation out there?
Yeah, got a standing ovation. I didn't like the last podcast I went to Boston. Well, you know what? No, because I never told what actually happened.
What happened?
Why I never aired the Boston episode. So we did a lot of podcasts in Boston the day before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I almost whooped this nigga ass.
Oh.
Like, if you were in Boston and you were there, like, I didn't air the episode. I almost got into a fight. I'm gonna tell y'all what happened real quick. All right, I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. If you and again, Boston, if you were there, you can authenticate this story. So I give a disclaimer before every live podcast. Mm-hmm. Yo, can y'all do me a favor? This is a recording. There's nothing worse than doing a recording and then next thing you know, motherfuckers is like, shh. All you hear the whole time is shh, mm-hmm. shh. So I'm like, yo, if y'all could look, I get it. It's a venue. We gonna be talking, but. When I give you the signal, can y'all quiet down? No problem. Everybody's like, nah, that's all. Yeah, that's easy. You know what I'm saying? So I still expect there to be small little
chit chat.
Yeah, and I'm not mad about that. This nigga is literally. I'm sitting in front. All right, Claude, my boy Claude is to my right. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to my left, and this guy is like literally maybe 10 feet away from me, having an entire conversation on his phone. Like, got his phone out showing his friend some bitches or whatever and having a whole conversation. I looked at my man and I said, dog, I literally just told y'all, like, can we not do this? You are literally in front of my face having, like, it's almost like the teacher is talking and the nigga, like, the teacher's talking and you're literally having a conversation while the teacher is talking. Like, so now I'm like, dog, like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. I work hard at this shit, dog. Right. Like, it's just me out here, dog. Right. You know, I hook all this shit up on my own. Like, it's just me.
2 suitcases.
Yeah, come on, my nigga. What's up? I got merch. Like, yeah, come on, man. He starts laughing. He thinks it's funny. I said, now I'm about to whoop your ass in your city.
In front of the audience.
I'm about to whoop your ass in your city. Like, that's exactly what I said to him. I got up, got in his face. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, Glenn, man, chill. I was like, nah, man, fuck all that. Like, you know, so that's why the Boston episode, ladies and gentlemen, was never aired.
Okay.
But
you still fuck with Boston.
But here's the thing, though. I could tell that there's 2 parts to that story, though. Mm-hmm. So there's that part where the nigga got out of line and I was about to whoop his ass. Mm-hmm. Now, my fans, what I will say is people who listen to advice from a fuck boy and people who fuck with me will literally send me a DM and be like, Clint, you was wrong, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll tell me that. Like, with that, like the whole situation, like a year ago with another comedian where her and I got into it on a live podcast. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, yo, Clint, you was wrong, dog. Like, you know what I mean? And they hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So So I'm looking around. I'm like, damn, these niggas gonna be like, damn, Clint, yeah, I ain't never coming to support you again. Like, but surprisingly, people understood where the fuck I was coming from in Boston. They was like, yo, like, nah, he was being, the dude Boo was being way, it was wild disrespectful. Mm. Now, of course, there's always people like, you can control your actions and blah, blah, blah. But they're like, yo, in the moment, I get it. So long story short, I'm about to pass. Like, you know how like a nigga is sad or he upset, so he's about to take his ball and go home. Like, man, fuck this, man. I'm going home, man.
Pouting.
Like, I'm sitting there. I'm about to pack up my shit. I'm going home, man. And the crowd started yelling, like, nah, nah, nigga, stay. Do your podcast, man. I'm like, nah, man, fuck that. People start yelling, clank, clank, clank. Aww. I'm like, all right, man.
I'll stay. Okay.
It was awkward. It wasn't awkward afterwards, mm-hmm. but it was awkward in the moment.
The recording.
Yeah, it was awkward. Yeah, because I'd be like, yo, like, come on, dog. Like, you know what I mean? So then the nigga DMs me after the show. And
what'd he say?
He was like, you a bitch, and I can't wait to see your podcast fall. Yeah, and I told boy, like, my thing is, I ain't respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like, guys like that, like, you know, niggas like that ain't about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, real nigga is gonna slide in my DM. Like, if this was a real nigga, like, he'd have been waiting
y'all
on me.
Y'all have been fighting.
After the show, no, he's like, yo, man, yo, look, dog, you gotta see me, like,
right.
And I'm too old to be fighting. I'm 32. Mm-hmm. I'm not out here. I'm not out here trying to fight. You know what I'm saying? But what you're not gonna do is you're not gonna disrespect what we trying to do. You're just
why
not
did
gonna,
you come?
Why did you come?
If why'd
you buy a ticket? If you just gonna be in there
and
talking,
you want my podcast to fail, but you paying me.
But you paid. Yeah, it was weird. So, man, shout out to Boston.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Yeah, I just did a whole 10 minutes about fucking Boston. All right, anyway, let's talk. I want to discuss this. And this has been on my heart for a couple of days now. And it's very important. And I realize that a lot of people don't see eye to eye on this subject.
Oh, shit.
And I've talked about this before, but I want to talk about it with you because you've done it before.
Me?
Yeah, you've done it before.
Oh, shit.
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
I think you should live with the person you want to be with before you be with them.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to live with this nigga.
Absolutely.
Yo, so I'm gonna tell you what happened, mm-hmm. right? So I'm having a conversation with my mans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, he's like, yo, man, you know, me and my girl, we about to move in together. I'm nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you should be.
Yes,
you should be. You mm-hmm. should be nervous about it. This is the high stakes medal round, my mm-hmm. guy. This is
all or nothing right here.
This is it. This is it,
mm-hmm.
Rita. Without a sake of personal business out there, but you, okay. You've lived with a guy before.
I have. All
right. I guess my question is, how was it when you first moved in with him?
Oh, we almost didn't make it. The first 6 months.
Right. What was it about moving in? Like,
it's you don't realize like people's real lifestyle. You know, you going out, they look their best. I don't know how long it took you to get dressed. I don't know what the bathroom looked like.
Right,
I don't
right.
know how often you take the trash out.
Right.
So we got into it mostly about the grocery store.
Why did y'all get into it about the grocery store?
Because I write my list based on like the aisle. So I put all the fruit together, all the meat together. All
so
the
you're like OCD. It's nothing wrong with that.
I'm efficient, right? That's
efficient.
What I like to say. I'm efficient, okay. Right? So he would go to the grocery store and have like pretzels next to milk.
He's a nigga.
And then
that's
bread,
what we do.
And then eggs. But listen.
I go to the grocery store. It's open season up in that motherfucker. I'm grabbing.
We walked that store 6 fucking times. Like back and forth. Like. Back and forth. I'm like, my nigga, why don't you have all the bread shit together? Why don't you have all the dairy shit together? And this, like, every week, we will argue in the grocery store. And that was kind of like, nigga, what are you doing?
Right.
I didn't realize how...
How many times have you lived with a guy?
One-ish. Like, so when I was younger, the dude, you know how Corey,
yeah.
I just was at his house all the fucking time. So did I live
You was at his house all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
But did I? Yes. You know what I mean? So that was kind of like fake-ish. I could always get a break.
Y'all didn't have a spot together, though.
No, we didn't have a spot together, no. So just once.
But I do think even being at your partner's house and living there is two totally different things.
It is.
Like, like I had two exes. I had one ex who was over my house all the time. She never lived with me. She was always over my house. And, you know, for me, always being at my house, you know, we don't live together, but it feels like it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then I had somebody that I live with, but I'll talk about that later. I guess, you know, my question is, why do you think a couple should or shouldn't live together before they decide to be 100% all in? I'm going to tell you why I feel that way, okay. But I wanted to hear it from a woman's perspective because I've never talked about that. I think the only time I've talked about this on this podcast is with myself. I've never really had an open dialogue about living together because the reason I'm talking about it is because a lot of people think that living together is something as simple as, oh, you on the lease, I'm on the lease, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, nah, nigga, it's way more challenging than just saying that you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know so people who've never lived together or they're thinking about living together, you know, you have experience. I want to hear your take on this and I want to hear how you feel about it and what made you decide, all right, we're ready to do this.
Okay.
Or give me all that. Yeah, talk.
I think your first question was like, why is it important?
Right.
I think it's just a whole different level of, oh, I think it's a whole nother level of intimacy. I think it's a whole nother level of compromise.
Absolutely.
I think it's a whole nother level of really getting to know somebody. So you don't know somebody's temperaments. You don't know how somebody deals with disappointment. You don't know how people like to celebrate. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you just really get to know people. That was the first question, right? And what was your other question, bro?
I guess, what made you decide that you were going to do this?
Honestly, it was a financial reason, right? It was just like, nigga, you hear all the time, I could save money, you could save money, just come in. And as I'm older, this was like, 6 years ago. So as I'm older, I think it was a very premature decision, but it helped us with money. So
Right. It was a money thing.
It was a money thing, for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think, so I joke around all the time, and I always be like on the podcast. But well, first of all, I joke around. And I tell people who live in LA or who move in LA, "Hey man, if you gonna move to LA, man, you better get you a girlfriend or boyfriend, man. Y'all better
make
that shit work, dog." But so I think living together is a big step because forget all of the semantics, like small things. Let's talk about like real life stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all, let's say your partner is depressed and your partner is going through it, right? What the fuck you gonna do? Like, how do you, you know what I mean? Like, think about you and your partner ain't speaking to each other. Like, you in my house right now. There's three bedrooms in this bitch.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But let's just say you and your partner argue, y'all not on the same page. Like, how do you handle conflict? How do you handle, because there ain't no, you ain't speaking to me in the house.
Right.
There ain't none of that.
But there could be, though.
It depends on
the person's maturity. It depends on a lot of shit. Because like, what's normal for them. That might be
like,
normal.
I think there's nothing wrong with not speaking about the situation right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that it's okay to not talk that night. You know, like if you guys got into a really heated debate and y'all don't see each other, y'all see each other the next morning, you know, okay, let's, you know, but imagine going a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks without speaking. That happens.
That's toxic as fuck.
It is. But
but it happens.
But it happens.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like mentally prepare yourself before you live with this person. Mm-hmm. You have to, there's certain things you have to do. You have to have you have to go into, like, okay, I know for a fact I can't live with somebody, be mad at him, and not speak to him for 4, 5, 6 days at a time.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because who wants to live in a house like that?
Nobody. Nobody intentionally goes, like, I'm going to live with you and we both going to be miserable as fuck. Like, nobody does that on purpose, right? But
I don't think so, but I think there is a certain temperament that you have before you go into living with somebody, like, okay, look, we ain't gonna always get along.
Right.
We ain't always gonna feel each other.
Right.
We ain't always gonna be buddy. Mm-hmm. But what we're not gonna do is walk around here and not solve our problems. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna walk around here and not talk about our problems. Yeah, we might not talk about it in the moment that it's happening, but we're not gonna just act like, oh, I...
You sound like a healthy-ass adult. Like, that's what you sound like. Like, if everybody partnered with you, then there might not be that many problems.
Well, I'm not... But it's easier said than done.
It is. And I think a lot of people never... I don't know. I'm speaking for myself because my family's interesting, but I do love y'all. But, like, I think a lot of people don't necessarily see healthy relationships, so they don't know how to... They think that this arguing shit is normal. They think that this stonewalling shit is normal.
I didn't see a healthy relationship until I moved with my cousin. When I was living with my cousin in Glendale, Tanita. So, I wish I got to have her on the podcast. Tanita and Doug, her husband Doug, like, they have three children. I was kind of like, you know, it was, I wrote a sitcom about it actually too. Like, you know, like, I move in. I'm now like, you know, I'm not taking care of their kids, but I see their kids more than they do.
You the big bro?
Yeah, I'm big brother, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so those three boys have a real, you know, connection to me. My cousin Jelani, my cousin Akili, and Bodie. Mm-hmm. Now, I lived there for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. I never seen them argue.
Right.
She's like, Clint, there's been times where we really wasn't fucking with each other. But you would never know.
That's dope.
And the fact, and it's like, wow. Like, I never even felt like they weren't fucking with each other. Mm. Like, I never walked in the house and felt tension. No, I never, like, and she was like, no, Clint, we disagree all the time. But she said, we don't disrespect each other when we disagree. Mm-hmm. And we don't do it in front of the kids because we feel like we don't want them to see mommy and daddy always mad at each other. Yes, I've seen her get mad at Doug in the moment, like, of what was going on. So, like, true story, I'll never forget. Like she's not a big fan of ass whoopings. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No violence. I dig it.
Yeah, she's not a big fan of ass whoopings. But you got to remember, like, my cousin Tanita is also reformed. She's from South Philly. She, like, the Tanita I see today who's, like, she got crystals and chakras and... Like, that's not how she was in 95, my nigga. Like, she was about it. So the point I'm making, though, is, though, like, but she had to grow up as an adult and say, okay, like, this is the kind of environment that I want my children to grow up in because I don't want my children to grow up in the kind of environment that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I respected, that was the first time in my life that I seen a healthy relationship. Uh-huh. Like, my views on relationship didn't grow until I watch how Tanita and Doug handle.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Kids and dates and like and even just like conflict resolution. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Here's the thing. They live together. They still go on dates. And we're talking 22 years later, 23 years later. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, but these are things that gotta happen. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I get what you're saying when you say, like, a lot of people haven't seen great relationships because I didn't see one until I moved with Tanita, and that was 2012, 13.
Right. I never seen one. I just was like, yo, I'm tired of being in toxic shit.
So right.
I'm tired of modeling this behavior, so something got to change. You know what I'm saying? But everybody don't get there. So, I don't know, bro.
Well, okay, I guess, all right, so, and I'm going to keep talking about moving in together. Mm-hmm. Like, you said yours was a strictly financial decision. What is the biggest mistake that you made when living together? And what was the greatest thing you guys had when you lived together?
Ooh, the biggest mistake we made, oh Lord, actually not really holding space for, actually not forgiving or holding space for people to change.
Right.
You know what I mean? So a nigga would make a mistake, you know, I'll bring that shit back up next month, but his right. actions are completely right. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, right. well, the last time you didn't do it, so I'm just reminding you. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't really right. have the skills right. to forgive and move on.
Right.
So it kind of created this like energy where
right.
we had to really go to therapy for it. You know what I'm saying? Because we couldn't right. really do it on our own.
Right.
But the big
real quick,
thing,
just going to cut you off because people don't be listening to the notes at the beginning of the podcast. Real quick, middle of the podcast. What's up, y'all? Get your tickets for my show on Sunday, March 1st. All right, we got 22 left. Click the link in the details. Get your tickets. Come on. All right, back to our regular schedule.
And the
but go ahead. What was you saying? I'm sorry.
The biggest thing we learned was how to support each other through depression or through like really, really hard times. Cause I really didn't know how to support people. It's kind of like, I'll give you your space, bro. And kind of just ignore you. But that's not really what people need. And when you're,
but that's the question. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people always ask, like when I'm depressed, mm-hmm. you know, my girl used to ask me, well, what do you need in this time?
Mm-hmm.
Like Alex used to ask me, what do you need? Her mm-hmm. name's Alex. The one I called on the last episode.
Oh shit.
No. I called, cause I told you I like to authenticate shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Last episode I was talking about being insecure. I told her, mm-hmm. I said, I may be a lot of things, but worrying about other niggas is something I'm not. Mm-hmm. I called her and hey, we had issues, mm-hmm. but have I ever was like on some, like, you can't wear that or you can't do this or like, she's like, nah, you wasn't like that. I don't go through phones. Anyway.
Okay.
The point I'm making is though, she would always ask me when I was upset or I was depressed. She would always say, like, what do you need? What do you need? What mm-hmm. do you need? That was her favorite line. What do you mm-hmm. need? And the problem is a lot of us don't know what we need in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to communicate to your spouse that. And then what happens? You guys are butting heads.
Because,
okay, fellas, let me ask you a question. You ever be frustrated and then you mad? You tell your girl you mad. Now your girl is mad that you mad, and now you mad that she's mad at you. Like,
happens.
That happens all the time. Or your girl is mad, having a bad day. Mm-hmm. She comes in the house with her funky ass attitude. Mm-hmm. Now you like, yo, what's wrong, baby? Ah, man, these bitches at work. Like, now you got it. Now you having a bad day. Like,
right.
you know, those things do encompass. You do encompass those things when you live together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the main thing I think about living together before marriage is you got to know the person inside and out.
You got to know yourself inside and out. Like, how are you not going to tell somebody that you don't know what you need? Like, you got to know really what you need because it's your responsibility to share it. They can't read your mind.
They can't read your mind.
Yeah.
I think it's imperative. Not even just, but knowing yourself, that's great. Actually, that's a great point. I think knowing yourself, but knowing yourself, but knowing, okay. So, like you said, like going to the club, they look nice, blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Like, we could move past superficial. Like, oh, like you got to know what your girl look like with no makeup on, blah blah blah. But get the fuck out of here. Let's go a step further. Your girl don't know when you're out at the club and y'all not living together. She don't know that you're out at the club spending $300, not knowing that your light bill ain't been paid,
right?
Or the cable bill ain't been paid, or your phone bill ain't been paid, or what else ain't been paid?
You fucking all your money up.
You fucking the money up.
You irresponsible as fuck.
You're irresponsible, my guy.
Whew.
Or you're irresponsible, my girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know these things until you actually live with the person. Yep. You know what I'm saying? You don't know that they're behind on their rent. Like, yo, my nigga, this first is Sunday.
It is, y'all.
Like, fuck the bullshit. The first is Sunday because that's where my show is at the Hollywood Improv.
How many tickets left?
We got like 22. Make sure you go grab them. But anyway, but the first is Sunday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
niggas is in credit card debt, okay?
Niggas is,
they charging shit. They spending money they ain't got.
I want to talk. We about to get real grown on this podcast. So before I live with somebody, like I was having this conversation yesterday. I think credit is so important.
It is.
I don't want to inherit my wife's debt, and I don't want my wife to inherit my debt.
So what, you having prenups?
No, it's not that. It's just, let's do the best job we can to have good credit scores mm-hmm. before we move in together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a true story. Like, in my mid-20s, I'm going to talk, since we being honest.
Right.
My credit score when I was like 26, my shit was like 520.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, yeah.
Okay.
520. What can you do with a 520 credit score?
Pay 30% interest on everything.
My nigga, but they not even giving you a credit. Nigga, it was so bad at one point, man. Like, I was lucky to have a bank account. Mm. Like, they don't even be giving niggas bank accounts, dog, when you got, when your shit like that. Like, I was like, I had shit.
It's life.
Yeah.
Everybody been there.
Nigga, I had a 520. And then what happened was I got with somebody who does credit and stuff like that. And I was like, yo, man, I got to get my credit up because I can't, like, it's not even about women.
Find a place to live.
But not even that. Yeah. How are you going to be a leader of a household? You can't even, y'all can't get a spot together.
Right.
Yeah, you good, sis, but this nigga here.
Nah.
You ever see a nigga, like, you know what I mean? Dump him, sis.
Right, now.
Right. But I swap.
Can we talk about that for a second, though?
What, credit scores?
No, after that, like, at what point are you working with a nigga, and at what point is it a deal breaker? We can get, finish your credit score, we can get back to that.
No, that's real, though. That's real. But yeah, my credit score was a 520. But I worked hard. But like, but then again, the question is, what's on your credit score?
Right, right.
What's on your credit score? What was on my, me, it was hospital bills. I had a lot of hospital bills. I didn't have credit card debt. And then I owed, like, what else was on my credit? Sprint.
Like. You didn't owe Sprint or Comcast.
Yeah, I owe Sprint. Like, I owe some book. Like, but like, altogether, it was like $8,000-$9,000 worth of debt. Mm. That's, in the grand scheme of things, that's not that bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I said, so I started, like, you know, getting with credit people and writing letters and getting my credit up. And, you know, now I'm, you know, I'm over 700.
Amen.
You know, and
got you a nice-ass spot, too.
Yeah, yeah, I'm over 700. You know what I'm saying? But that's where, you know, that's what's important, though. Mm-hmm. You know, like, how, you know, you can't be, like, you know, we can't do things and everything is in your name. Mm-hmm. It's got to be in our name or no name, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm like, some people don't really agree with that.
I don't think, okay, so I got a 3-bedroom apartment, right? Uh-huh. If my girl, whoever she may, you know, if my girl moved in, I would put her name on a lease.
Okay.
Because I don't want her to feel like, because, like, you know, when you move in with somebody, it's they shit. Mm-hmm. And you can always, and they can always technically tell you to get the fuck out or something. Like, I would never, that's toxic.
Right, right. That's, but like, toxic, I watched
my mom do that over the years. My dad had bad credit. And my mom was, no, seriously, my dad had bad credit, which we're going to get to that. We should be teaching our kids about credit. But my dad had bad credit. My mom had good credit. Mm-hmm. The house was mostly in her name.
Yikes.
So she would always tell my dad, you don't like it, man. I mean, you get the fuck. Yeah, and I'm just like, what
Come
the
on, chill.
Yeah, but so you said it's a deal breaker?
No, I was saying, like, at what point, like, you know, had you met somebody at 27, right, and she's like, yeah, nigga gotta have good credit. Hospital bills really ain't that bad. It doesn't show that you're irresponsible. It just showed that you wasn't insured, right? So if good credit is important to her, at what point would you be like, all right, Clint, let me help you get your shit together? Or would you be like,
you
got
to be willing to want your shit to get together. Like, true. A lot of people.
You got to be teachable.
You got to be coachable. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are embarrassed about that, though.
Yeah,
that's how personal, like your credit score is like a personal thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like when you, like, think about it, like, y'all about to live together. Mm-hmm. And your credit is bad.
Yeah.
And you don't want to admit it. Mm-hmm. But bro, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah. When you're, like, y'all got it. Okay, let's do role play, Rita. It's one of my favorite things on the podcast. All right, we're going to do a role play, and we're going to have, let's ask questions that we should be asking each other.
Oh shit!
Before we move in together.
Oh shit! Okay.
These are questions. 5 questions. I'm gonna ask, so we're gonna go back and forth. I'm going to ask one, you go ask one.
Am I answering or just?
You're answering.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So we're about to ask. These are the questions you need to be asking somebody before y'all live together. Here we go.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. a little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
I'm going to go with question number one. Here we go. First of all, let's just set the scene. What's up, Rita? How you doing?
Hey, Clinton. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, babe. Yo, how was the food?
Oh, it was great. You made it?
Yeah,
it
I did. Yeah, good yeah. Absolutely. All right. Yo, just real quick, I wanted to ask you something.
Okay, what's up?
You know, we about to live together, and it's coming up on the horizon. But before we live together, I think we should have a serious conversation. And I mean, you know, let's not be offended by anything that we're asking, you know, but we gotta talk about this.
Okay.
Rita, I gotta ask you, when's the last time you were tested? Because if you moving in with me or we moving in together, I'm not using condoms.
January? Mm-hmm.
Like last month?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. Maybe December.
Maybe
it was
December.
Since I moved to Atlanta.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay.
I'm straight.
Sure.
Clinton, I need to know, are you in therapy? And are you open to going?
Like, am I in therapy now? And are you asking me, am I open to going
nope,
together?
Just you by yourself.
I am in therapy now.
Okay.
I have a therapist. I also have a psychiatrist.
Okay.
But also, just to go a step further, mm-hmm. I am willing to go to therapy, you and I, if it ever gets there.
Okay.
Man, that was tough. Wow. Good question. All right. Okay. How often do you need sex?
Ooh, answer it for real.
That's an honest, because see,
well, I'm gonna answer it for real.
Yeah, time out real quick. Okay. See, y'all think y'all looking at it from a lot of people be looking at that from a shallow perspective and
think that
it's about fucking.
Gotta
y'all niggas gotta be you can't like. There's nothing worse than you. Your wife is like. First of all. When women horny, you know, they humping your back and nigga, like, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing worse than your girl humping you and...
And there's nothing worse than being turned down as a woman, right? Like, there's nothing worse than, like, you want it, you trying to be on him, and he's just like...
Nah, I mean,
I get it. Niggas be tired. Niggas came from the gym. Niggas just have different libidos, but that shit hurt every time.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Absolutely.
So,
all right, so how often do you need sex?
If I'm in a good space every day... If I'm like in a slump, like every 3 days.
Okay.
So,
does dick help you get out the slump?
Yes. Like it's just the way I connect.
Okay.
Like I'd rather fuck before I talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're in a so wait a minute. So if you're beefing with somebody, if you and I are beefing, you want to fuck first and then we talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Like because it kind of just let my guard down. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Okay. See, yeah. I'm the opposite.
Oh, you
want to
talk?
I'm the opposite, babe. I want to, because we're still in role play, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the opposite. I got to talk. I can't, I'm not going to get hard if I'm mad. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Me, I don't get hard. I'm just saying, if I'm still mad, like, no, don't try to rub on my nipple. No.
See, my ass would be trying to give you some head. Like, I'm sorry. This is my sorry.
No, say, no. Your sorry is.
I'm going to say it after, too. Like,
no, say it during it. Or say it while you, we'll say, hey, look, Clint, I'm sorry. Give me a dick.
Okay.
Give me a dick.
Okay.
Give me a dick. Give me your dick. Okay. So I asked you. So that's question number three. It's your turn.
Damn. I had a question in my head.
No.
Oh, what is your take on gender roles?
Ooh. Y'all, this podcast just went to another level. This is why y'all listen, man. This is why y'all listen. You know what I mean? All right. What is my take on gender roles? I believe in gender roles to a certain extent.
Okay.
I don't believe that you have to be in the kitchen every day when I get the fuck home from work mm-hmm. or when I come off the road from doing whatever I'm doing. I don't believe that it's your job to do the dishes. I don't believe it's your job to maintain the house. I don't right. believe, I think that's our job.
Right.
But I do believe that there is a general like I'm not going to, if there's trash that needs to be taken out, women don't touch trash in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, prime example, I just took out the trash not too long ago. And you know it was chocolate milk looked like oozing from the goddamn trash.
Right.
But I mean I don't even drink chocolate. But the point is my wife doesn't. You ain't touching trash.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in that as a gender role.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe in the man being the leader. Like if when bad news comes knocking at the door,
mm-hmm.
you don't answer. I have to answer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I believe in that as a gender role, but I don't believe in the traditional, like she's doing the laundry,
right.
she's cooking the meals,
right.
and I'd get the money and I don't that's it's not 1948.
Okay. Cause let's talk more about leading, right?
Please.
So this has just been something that I don't want to say personally, but I guess I am.
No,
so.
If it's personal, it's personal.
Right. So let's just say my career, I'm an entrepreneur.
You are.
I speak. Life just takes me wherever. I can be wherever, go wherever, and still, you know, survive, right? So when you say lead, does that include, like, you choosing where we place roots? Like, what is, how, I know we might live together, but, like, let's say somebody was equally as busy as you and consistently on the road, but my work was primarily Atlanta. Like, would you move for your woman? Or, like, what does lead mean? Would you make the final decision on where y'all would place roots or what?
Yeah, so it's not that leading means you have, first of all, your woman has to trust that you are capable
mm-hmm.
to make the best decision for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like, you have to make the best decision.
Mm-hmm.
For y'all.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, a woman will look to you to say, okay, here's what I think on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make the final decision.
Okay.
Like, you
I don't know. Just my experience, women make so many compromises. So it's hard for me to be like, man, you can just make the final decision.
Well,
if I'm getting the short end of the stick, which we typically do.
Well, what do you mean by you're getting the short end of the stick? Like, give me an example of where you, like, okay, you
like, boom, I lived in San Diego. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my ex was in the Navy. Cool, whatever. So right. I follow him. You know what I'm saying? But I hated it, San Diego. I was depressed as fuck.
But he also was in the Navy. He couldn't help that.
I could have stayed in Washington, D.C. But
you could have, but he's in the Navy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like a military duty is different.
But let's just say it was a regular job then. Let's say it was a regular job.
All right. So let's just, okay. No, we're talking about, we're role players, us, okay. You and I.
Okay.
So I live in L.A.
I live in Atlanta.
I have to live in L.A.
Okay.
Do you have to live in Atlanta?
No, I don't. Okay, easy decision.
That's it. That's, you get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
There's like my office is here. Like, mm-hmm. I have to be here. Like, there's mm-hmm. no, like, and like, I had a girl tell me you could be a comedian anywhere. And I'm like, sis, like, yeah, I know I could be a comedian technically anywhere, but mm-hmm. I'm not just a comedian. Like, there's more to it than, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I want you like, so who does it make more sense for?
You.
Yeah. Now, Atlanta, on the other hand, is a entertainment mecca at mm-hmm. this point. The problem is they don't cast in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I filmed the movie in Atlanta, we didn't cast in Atlanta. We cast the movie here, and we filmed it in Atlanta.
Okay.
You know, you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
So my thing is, if you freelance,
mm-hmm.
you can move where I am. Now, let's say you don't like it. Let's
right.
say you hate where you live. So
right.
let's say you're in LA and you can't stand this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So as a man, now it's up to me to try to do the best I can and make the most money and get as much visibility as I can
mm-hmm.
so that I don't have to live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And that now it comes, like, if Will Smith don't have to live in LA.
Right. At this point, he does not.
He does not have to live in LA.
Right.
You know? Like, well, like, you know, like, Kevin Hart don't have to live out here.
Mm-hmm.
He can live in Philly if he really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of guys who do that. Like, I know Gary Owen doesn't live out here. He lives in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or somewhere. You know what I mean? Dave Chappelle don't live in L.A. or New York. That nigga lives in Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's that. So that's what I mean. So like if so when I say leading, if I notice my wife is unhappy, part of being a leader is you got to do something about it.
Right, that part.
But what are you going to do about it? You know?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to work my ass off so that my wife can, you know what I'm saying? So we can find a solution that fits both of us. That's it.
Okay, amen.
That's it.
So okay.
It's not just oh, we're going to make this final decision and that's it.
Right, right. Makes sense.
Okay, Reed, I got a question for you.
Sure.
So we've been dating, or we've been together for about a year.
Okay.
You know, you've talked about not wanting kids.
Ooh.
So I have a question. Has that changed before then? We're about to move in together. There's about to, you know, has that changed? Do you still not want kids, or are you open to the idea of having kids?
Oh, you can be honest. Lord, I am not open to birthing children. I'm open to being a foster parent. I'm open to adoption at an older age. I don't necessarily like infants. That is
right.
a problem.
Right, right,
so,
facts.
Not really.
Okay, all right. Now.
Now.
I think so many people.
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today. At Lucky Land. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Don't pay attention to this. To this part of the conversation.
Okay.
Y'all. Now, I want kids.
Okay.
I want to be able to have sex, and I want to rub your belly at 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to go out and get, you know, my dad said that my mom wanted like Flintstone push pops when I was growing
up. Like
when I was, yeah, them Flintstone Jones. Right. Yeah. She said my mom wanted them Jones.
Okay, like, so you want to do the little cravings. Okay.
My dad said he had to go to like Wawa at like 4 o'clock in the morning and get her a fucking push pop, like, you know what I mean? And I want to be there for my wife or my lady, you know, during her pregnancy. I want to do that. Now, I get it. I'm going to be working, blah, 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 you know, but I want, you know, during the week and shit like that, I want to be there. I want to make sure you're okay. I want to, you know, but I want kids.
Okay.
And that's a, I mean.
That's a deal breaker.
Y'all can't move in together like that.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Y'all can't move in together like that.
Right.
Why aren't people asking these kind of questions when they move in and they just do it?
I don't know. I don't,
did you
I don't
have this these conversations before you moved in? Because I know I didn't.
We had like the light. Remember, we moved in for money. So I'm like, what's your credit hitting for? Like, you going to get approved?
Right, right. You going to get approved.
But because that's when he was looking for his own stuff. And then whatever. So those were type of questions. I asked him about his relationship with his parents. That was a question. But, you know, niggas don't be telling the whole truth. Like, because most people don't want to throw their parents under the bus.
Right.
Well,
I'll be honest about my relationship with my parents. Like, if
but how does that childhood though.
does that okay, does your relationship with your parents, does that impact your relationship?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think my mom has any impact on any chick or any, excuse my language, any woman that I would be dealing with.
That's your relationship, right? Like, some parents are really in your shit. They be all in. Some parents are really in your shit.
Oh, absolutely. So you're saying are you dealing with a mama's boy before you?
Yeah, or even, you know, where you show so much deference to your dad that you still are a child. Like, you can't make a decision without your father.
Okay, that's I see
also,
what you're
you know what I'm saying? So, like, what is that relationship? And, like, that's the impact of your childhood. Like, Are you scared to speak up? Are you scared to use your voice? Are you not confrontational? You take the path less resistance because, you know, your parents wasn't trying to hear your voice. You know what I'm saying? So
matters. It's weird. My parents wasn't trying to hear my voice growing up either. Mm-hmm. But I don't look too, because I don't believe my parents make sound decisions.
Ooh.
Like, I don't believe my dad. Like, my dad didn't teach me how to be a leader.
Right.
D.L. Hughley and Gary Monroe did.
Mm.
Like, and that's no
so
shade.
So you became a leader despite.
Yeah. So, like, but that's not what. So the thing is, my dad, that's no knock on my dad either.
Right.
But my dad's not a good leader.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I know the older, I mean, you know, we learning things about our families and our parents and shit. And I realized my dad was, you know, it's not that it wasn't that he wasn't a good leader. My mom just didn't listen to him.
Right.
But also my mom, you know, but also part of it was my dad almost got us kicked out of our house.
Right.
Because he was making bad money decisions. And my dad, I told my dad this, man. I don't want my dad to internalize and make him feel like he was an awful parent. Mm-hmm. No. Like, but I do say, so like my dad, Father's Day, my dad always asked me, like, how did I do as a dad? And I was like, nigga, you were an awful, awesome dad. I mean, not awful, awesome dad.
Oh, okay.
My dad was, he was an amazing dad. My dad was a top-notch pop. You know what I'm saying? He was an awful husband.
Mm.
Shitty husband. You know what I'm saying? But he was a great father.
Okay.
But then again, do they go hand in hand?
I don't think so. But if there's not dialogue around the way he's treating your mom, then that's interesting.
I don't think, I talk about, like I said, my dad was very insecure and stuff like that. But they treated each other like shit.
So it was just a toxic ass relationship.
Yeah, they treated each other like, but I say that my dad didn't teach me how to be a leader. Every dad is not a leader.
Okay.
Every man is not a leader.
That is very true.
He's not a, some ladies. Sometimes you want your guy to be a leader. Some guys are just not, like, you know what? And this is where it goes back to gender roles. I'm okay with a guy not being a leader.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't always have to be, because I think that everybody's personality isn't
Alpha.
Some mm-hmm. people are motherfuckers who fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the misconception is that women being a leader in a relationship means that she calls the shots. That's not it. She's just the one who takes, she's the one who's taking over, or she's the, like, okay. Like, I know guys, like, okay. Like, I know guys who, you know, like, oh, my wife handled that.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
wife handled that.
Mm-hmm.
My wife handled that.
I think, like,
it's not, is that okay? Like,
yeah, that whole gender role thing, I think you should lead where you're the strongest. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do better with a budget, you know what I'm saying? And we obviously trust each other and you obviously are a man of integrity, then you can manage the money.
Right.
Like, that's not.
So I wasn't always great with money.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't, and that was another reason why my credit score was so awful at the time. Like, I was awful with money. Like, I would spend money where it didn't need it to be spent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I was robbing Peter to pay Paul. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it took a woman to say, like, all right, Clint, like, we not together, we not in a relationship, but look, this is what you need to, come on, my nigga. Like, you make how much money in the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And you mean to tell me you don't got nothing to show? Like, what's up, my dog?
Right, right.
All right, put some money right here. Save some money.
Mm-hmm.
Save it.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, here's what I need you to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Start paying, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. get ahead of that shit.
Right, right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think it's anything wrong either. Like, men are not just going to naturally be the leader or great at everything. Like,
right.
Women are good at whatever they're good at. I'm not trying to stereotype it.
No,
so
right, right.
Wherever you're strong is where I'll fall back. Wherever I'm strong is where you fall back.
Right.
And it just has to be trust, obviously.
Right, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, back to how you treat your parents. Like, my mom has no bearing on anything that I do with a woman. Like, now, she's part of the reason why, like, I treated the way women I treated for a long time, but...
Mm-hmm.
As I got older and went to therapy and stuff like that, like, my mom is not, she's not the, like, my mom has ruined a relationship between me and somebody.
Mm.
Like, my mom literally, like, it was so bad. Like, the girl was like, yo, Clint, I can't fuck with you, man. Mom is like, you know what I mean? My ex-girlfriend Elise, she was the one I lived with. You know, she was, I never forget, my mom was so mean to this girl.
Why?
I think, you know what? Oh, we're about to talk about it. Uh-oh. Older black women are so protective of their sons. It's really it's overprotective to the point where you
Are you the man in her life?
It felt like it.
Yeah.
And she had Mr. Freddy. It wasn't like
Mr. Freddy.
Yeah, older black women can't stand when a new woman, like, they don't like her. They don't like if they son is in love, mm-hmm. and like he's smitten, and like I knew what pissed my mom off. Mm-hmm. I could tell. I wasn't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's a woman at the end of the day. I never forget, it was, you know, like I brought Elise around,
mm-hmm.
and I'm opening her door and I'm pulling out her chair and I'm like making sure she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You need anything? You good? Like I was on her back. Like I was like, nah, like this is my queen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom looking like, wait a minute. So you,
Ma.
Yeah, like, oh, so you going, you treat her like royalty, but you treat me like shit. And it's like, nah, I don't treat you like shit, mom, but it's like, me and her fucking.
Right, you're my mom.
Me and her, like, and not to say that I shouldn't pull out doors and pull out chairs and open doors for my mother, mm-hmm. but my mom was looking at it from a very jealous perspective.
Right.
And saw it like, oh, like, so she was absolutely like treated this girl like shit. It was awful.
Damn. Y'all work through that?
Me and my mom?
Yeah.
No, we don't. I mean, like we me and my mom. So here's the thing. Me and my mom, we off and on.
Okay.
When it comes to talking.
Okay.
But we're off and we'll probably be off for a long time. Like okay. we can't come back from what just happened.
Okay.
New Year's Eve. We can't. And you know what? I'ma say this, and I never really say this on this podcast, and I don't do this because it's about advice from a fuckboy and blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. sometimes we have serious and meaningful conversations that have to be had. And mm-hmm. whether y'all think it's funny or not, that's not my business. If you don't like, if you know, you listen to this episode, you're like, I ain't laugh. Well, nigga, but did you learn something?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Did you learn something? Did you hear something that you needed to hear? Yeah, you're not going to laugh at every episode. Every shit right. ain't, everything
fuckboys need to hear this the most.
Right, exactly. But I have no space in my life for anybody who does not respect boundaries.
Amen.
That includes my mom.
Amen.
My mom is not going, like, my mom is 50. My mom is in her 50s.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to say whatever the fuck you want to me and right. think that we're going to be okay with it.
Right.
My mom has and women that I've dated can attest to this. My mom talks to me and speaks no life into me. My mom talks down to me a lot.
Damn.
My mom did not believe in me as a comedian. Like mm-hmm. these things affect you as a dealing with women.
Right.
So the point I'm making is though,
hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
I love my mother, mm-hmm. but I'm mature enough now to love my mother from Los Angeles and her being Philly.
Amen.
I will come to Philly and I don't need to see you.
Ooh.
I'm cool with that.
Right.
Because you know what? You're not, because being my mom is no longer an excuse to disrespect me.
Amen.
I'm a grown man. You're not talking to a 15-year-old child.
Right.
You're talking to a 32-year-old man.
Right.
Who pays his own bills.
Amen.
Who works, who does what he does and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't borrow money from you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't borrow. I respect you as my mom because you are the woman who raised me.
Birthed me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't sit here. Like, my mom, one of the things my mom would do was she would talk about my weight a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She used to talk about me all the time when I was fat. Oh, you so fat.
Oh, my God.
How you going to be an entertainer and you fat? I was like, well, Cedric's an entertainer and
He's chubby.
Yeah. That's what I was. I was like, Cedric's an entertainer. Like, what are you gonna say? He's not an entertainer, like,
right?
Entertainer, like, you know what I mean? Shout out to Ced. But the point is, like, you always talk about my weight.
Mm-hmm.
So then I lose weight, and you know what my mom would say? She would say, she would say, you shouldn't lose any more weight.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, why are you always worried about my
satisfied.
Why are you always talking about my body though?
Right, right.
Now, if somebody would talk about you being fat, you'd be the first one talking about crying and or my mom's the type to keep bringing it up years later. Well, you know, I'm fat, so. So, but I realized, like, yo, I can't. She has no. I love my mother. Will be in my life as my mother, but we have nothing to talk about until she wants to go to family therapy and talk about what the real issues are between her, me, my sister, my father.
Is she repeating a pattern with her parent? Were her parents like that?
My mother's. So, damn, I'm getting personal, man. I'm telling all my business on this podcast.
We can change the subject.
It's cool because I mean, you know what, man? At the end of the day, like I said, man, like I'm, you know, it's part of being the people. I go through the same shit y'all go through.
Right. He's a mere mortal, y'all.
Right, man. So, hey, so. You know, there's always a telltale sign of how people feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people show how they feel about you?
How?
When you're sick and you're about to go out.
Okay.
So my grandmother is in a hospital.
Right now?
Well, not a hospital. She's in like an old folks home.
Oh, hospital.
Like she's not doing well, whatever. My grandmother, she's old. But you know what is a telltale sign? Nobody visits my grandmother. Nobody visits my grandmother. And when I say nobody, my mom is the only one who visits her. My mom and maybe, you know, her two kids too.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle and my two uncles, they visit her. But my mom or my aunt or my grandmother gets, like, she's one of 14.
Okay.
I think she's now one of, my aunt Penny died, my uncle... brother died, my Uncle Robert died, my Uncle William died. So she's now one of 10.
Okay.
But the other 9 don't go see her. Like
these
that.
Are her siblings?
These are her siblings.
Oh, wow.
They don't go see her like that.
And they all in Philly?
They all live in Philly.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to go 8 because one's always locked up. So.
Okay.
One's always locked. My Uncle Ben, he's always locked up. You know what I mean? That nigga, and he got like 30 kids. Literally. You know. But the point I'm making is, though, my grandmother, that tells me what people think of my grandmother.
Right.
That people don't go see her.
Right.
You want to know what's funny? I've been in Philly multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't saw so going to see her. Because my grandmother was mean. My grandmother was cold. My grandmother was like I didn't have, like, when, you know, like, we talk about big mama and blah, blah, blah. Like, your grandma. Like, first of all,
grandma.
People love their grandma, dog.
We do.
Like, niggas love their grandma, dog. Like, I don't know what, like, but I don't know what that's like.
Right.
Because
my
grandmother wasn't loving like that.
Okay.
My grandmother treated me the same. Like, my grandmother never hugged me. Mm. My grandmother never, like, you know. I'm going to tell you, the last thing I remember my grandma said to me before... she got, like, old and senile, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And she was well when she said this. I told my grandmother I was moving to L.A. I said, Grandma, I'm moving to L.A. We're at Thanksgiving dinner. I never forget this. I said, Grandma, I'm moving to L.A. And I said, I ain't coming back until I'm famous.
Uh-huh.
I said, I ain't coming back till I make it.
She shaded you.
And my grandma said, well, I guess I'll never see you again. Like,
damn, Grandma?
I said, damn.
Grandma.
And she meant it.
Was that necessary, though?
She meant it.
Girl, you could have kept that to yourself.
She meant it. Wow. Everybody at the table was cracking the fuck up. Ha ha ha. Yo. And I'm laughing, but that shit hurt my fucking feelings, man. That shit hurt. Like, I never. So now, like, I'm a big fan of keep that same energy. So, because, like, because, like, they were talking about Kobe Bryant and how, like, his parents weren't mentioned in
weren't they beefing?
He ain't spoke to his parents in 10 years.
Right.
10 years, my nigga. Like, I can understand if he ain't talking. Like, he got into an argument like last week.
Right.
Fuck you. Fuck you. And then his parents. Then he dies. He's like, oh man. Like, okay. His parents. Like,
it's been 10. It's been a decade.
Yeah, it's been a decade. That means they don't fuck with each other at all.
Right.
So, I mean, and of course you get different stories. So part of the story I got was that apparently, you know, Kobe's mom. Kobe gave his mom money. She ran through it. Then she sold all his childhood memorabilia. Like. What?
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
I wish my mom would sell my memorabilia.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, like you know what I mean? Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Do I even have memorabilia?
Some shit will count. Some shit will count.
What is memorabilia for me, though?
Did you write down jokes?
Oh, you know what? First of all, I got joke books.
Yeah.
I got old joke books from like 2008, mm-hmm. 2009. When I perform in cities, I get my name on the back of a jersey.
Oh, yeah. That's memorabilia. Yeah.
Yes. No. So I auctioned off a jersey. Somebody paid like $800 for a jersey.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
You like famous, huh?
I'm not.
Kind of. Sort of. Maybe.
I got the best fans that are going to come to my show on Monday on Sunday, March 1st at 9:30 p.m.
You know how many tickets left?
It's only about 22 tickets left.
Okay.
But people don't go see my grandmother.
Okay.
And I'm not. I don't hold hate in my heart for my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her maybe like twice. You mm-hmm. know, but.
It is what it is.
And nothing to talk about.
Right, y'all relate. That's not y'all relationship.
We don't have a, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so I asked that to say, like, yeah. to have some compassion for your mom and not to allow her to disrespect you, but just like, it helps you understand your mama a little bit, right?
It does. So I understand that my mom is just dealing with stuff that's passed down from years, mm-hmm. You know, but at the end of the day, she's still a grown ass. Like, does that make, like, okay.
No, it's her responsibility.
I got stuff that's passed down from my family, but you know what? This generation
mm-hmm.
is really big on mental health.
Amen. And I'm so happy about that. I'm so glad
that we are the, you can sit here and say whatever the fuck you want about millennials,
mm-hmm.
but we are tackling, you know, toxicity. We're mm-hmm. tackling being.
We're giving it a name, okay? Yeah, depression,
like,
and anxiety.
We're not fucking playing. Like, we're right. actually, we're being, we, you could call us whatever. You call us soft. You
That's
call
cool.
us,
we're being vulnerable.
But we're being vulnerable, and there's nothing sexier
mm-hmm.
than being vulnerable.
Yo, listen.
Nigga, being vulnerable is top five the sexiest things I've ever seen on a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
That's like top one on a man, y'all. listen. Yes. Feel all your feels. Name your feels. Talk about right. your feels, okay?
So you be asking guys. So you asked, did you ask your last, you asked him?
Did
so
I ask he, him what?
Was he your mama's boy or?
I'm not even going to go into his family dynamic.
Okay.
Yeah, I respect that boundary.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I got another question for you. Like,
go ahead.
You
no, back that's to fine. That wasn't right and now. That wasn't awkward, by the way, y'all. She decided that she wasn't going to put somebody's business out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind doing it. So, go ahead.
It's not my business to tell, right, and it's right. just my perception.
Right, right. But what you about to ask me?
The last question I'll ask somebody is what is their love language? What is yours?
I think we should already know that before we move in, though.
Yeah.
You don't think that's like, we should? If we've been dating for a year, we should already know that.
We should.
Before we move in, we should be asking questions that. Because you got to remember, moving to me, and we're gonna wrap this topic up with this, which is a very good discussion. But to me, questions, because moving in to me is the last step before
marriage. Okay.
Like, to me.
Right. I think so.
Like, babe, if we move in together, a ring is coming. Immediately,
mm-hmm.
like I'm talking, like within between six months and a year,
mm-hmm.
like I'm proposing.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. But I think that you live. You know, with that being said, though, I think that we don't need to be asking questions about us right now. We need to be asking questions about us forever.
Future state. Got you.
Because don't forget, the person that you're about to move in with is not going to be the person you know. In a year from now.
Right.
You're not going to know that they're going to be a different person.
Right.
You guys.
Then wouldn't you have to negotiate the terms of your relationship then too? Because like, you can't, if I'm a change, then it's the stuff that we talk about, like what's important to me, what's deal breakers, who's in charge. Like you may change. I may change and it might be time for me to step up and you to fall
back.
And
so here's one thing that I got from a friend of mine. Well, I got from Tahir.
Mm-hmm.
Tahir said him and his, you know, they check in. Every 3 months.
Okay.
Like, yo, you still in this?
Right. That is a good question.
You still in this?
Right.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You know what's, you got to keep having these, like, you guys are running a household.
Right.
You guys are running a household.
Mm-hmm.
Once you move in together, you got you every decision you make does not just affect you.
Right.
It affects somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So like me right now, like whatever I do with my money is my fucking money. If I want to be 3 months behind on the rent, I can do that.
Right.
Because it doesn't affect anybody but Clint Coley.
Mm-hmm.
When you move in with somebody, it's a total different ball game. And oh, this is the last question. Why didn't we ask this?
What?
So who's paying what?
wait. That's your question to me?
You gotta ask that question.
No, that'll be my question to you.
Let's discuss it.
Right.
Let's discuss it. Like, you know what? That's the last thing we're gonna talk about in this podcast.
Who's
paying what? So when
I subscribe to like Susie Orman, where it's percentages. So if you make, let's just say collectively, I'm not that good with math, but collectively we make $4,000 a month. That's what we make, right?
We don't make free.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of a number that I can do math with.
Nah, let's try another number. If you with me, we don't make $4,000.
I'm trying to be like an average human, like you know.
Okay.
I don't know what people make.
So we make together $4,000 a month. That's not an average human.
It's a number that I can do math with, and a number I don't know people's life. These could be
average. Two people don't make $4,000 a month. That's ridiculous. Because four times 12 is 48,000. Okay. So two of you niggas making $24,000 a year.
Some niggas be broke.
That's a McDonald's salary.
Nigga, some niggas work at McDonald's.
Well, we don't need to be living together if you were, nah.
Okay, just give me 10. Give me a number, 20. It doesn't matter.
So all right, no. Give me five. We'll do five. $5,000 a month. All we right, make $5,000 a month.
That's hypothetical. You bring in four.
You bring in one.
I bring in one, right? So you should be paying, what is that? 80% of the bills, I should be paying 20. Because if I split it 50-50, I'm going to be broke. You get what I'm saying? Those are the collective bills because I still got to pay my own shit. So that's how you break that up. Do the percentages.
I think that's a good question. Here we go. So here's how I divvy the bills.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you should. Well, here's what I do. When me and my ex were living together, we had a house account.
Mm-hmm.
And every month, we would by a certain date, your money is due in the house account.
What money?
Huh?
So what money?
Whatever you putting in.
Okay.
So I would put in $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
She would put in $1,000.
Okay.
So we had $3,500. That's what we paid. $3,500 goes in the house account no matter what every mm-hmm. month. Right. Now, so, wait, $2,500 and $1,000. So
mm-hmm.
that's $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, we had the rent, which mm-hmm. was at the time was like $780.
Mm-hmm.
This is Philly.
Cheap. Right, okay. Yeah.
It was one bedroom in Philly.
Okay.
So I had, she had to, so yeah, the rent is $780. Cable was like $115-ish. Mm-hmm. You know, her
gas, car, electric.
Gas, electric, her car note.
Oh, that come out of the joint stuff?
Well, because she has student loans and stuff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But basically, I was paying the rent and all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
All her job was to do was pay her car note and her insurance and her student loans.
Okay.
I took care of everything else.
Now, that's not a bad deal.
Not at all. I feel like your bills are your bills.
Amen.
So
I feel like whatever you come with is yours.
It's yours.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're responsible for. I mean, if we're not on the same cell phone plan, you're responsible for your own cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not on the same, what else? Your car insurance is your car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Your car note is your car note.
Student loan, credit card.
Your credit card. All that's you.
But we can work collectively. Like, if I'm blessed enough to be able to help you, we can
work collectively, vice versa. Yeah. So for me, I wouldn't make the woman. But any woman living with me, like, you don't got to pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else we is negotiable.
Right.
But the rent is on me.
That's fair.
That's because I got the rent. Everything else is negotiable.
Okay.
But I you gotta have that conversation.
You do.
Because are y'all splitting the rent? And how do you feel about, like, because we always talk about how do y'all, like, people always see memes. How do you feel about splitting the rent with your girl? How do you feel about splitting? Okay, there was a scenario where this guy, apparently, like, his girl moved in with him, right? Mm-hmm. And he lives in a house that's paid off.
Okay.
But he was making her pay $800 in rent every month.
So listen, very similar situation. So, okay. So
that's trash, by the way.
So listen, that my house wasn't paid off, but I did have a home, okay? And somebody moved in, and I wanted to have a tenant, but if you, like, with your nigga in the house, it's not going to really work out.
I think women and men doing it is totally different.
This is where gender
roles change.
Oh, yeah, there was a lease involved, like, because I was just like, listen, if we don't really work out, you still need to either, like, you need to pay me some rent just in case shit really don't work out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I think for a man, you have a house that's paid off, my nigga.
Okay, yeah.
And your girlfriend is moving in with you, and you're charging her. What are you doing with that money?
Right. Maybe
what are you doing with that $800?
Right. Because it's not paying a bill. You really just taking $800 off your girl.
Yeah, that's weak as fuck, yeah, my nigga. It is. I mean, unless you're putting that money towards a new rental. I don't know. I don't know what they do. But when it was presented, what the word I got was, she moved in with him. He has a house that was already paid for.
Uh-huh.
He decided that he was going to charge her $800 because she was going to pay $2,000 of rent somewhere else.
Oh, so he think he was saving her money.
He was saving her money. And
but
I'm
you like, my nigga. Like, you my man.
Yeah, nah, that wasn't okay with me. I thought
that's wild.
You know? That's trash.
It is. I would agree.
That's trash.
Because you could be saving her the whole $2,000.
You could be saving her the whole $2,000.
Because that's some... Yeah, come on. That's benefiting you for real.
For real. You could have... Like, come on, man. Come on. I think that's where... That's what I mean by, like, niggas ain't shit.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so I always do ask Clint. People write in dumbass questions. I give them dumbass answers, and you know, it is what it is. So, all right, this person has a very long fucking.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to read the whole thing, and I want y'all opinion. Y'all can write me or whatever. Anybody that wants to write an ask Clint from now on, please get straight to the point. Don't be.
Please.
Yeah, man. Like, come on. Nobody want to hear us read this whole shit on it. So it's either DM me at advice from a fuckboy on Instagram, or Clint Coley DM me, or go to Clint at advicefromafckboy.com and you can email me. All right, here we go. It says, hey, Clint, I wanted to ask your opinion about a situation I'm in right now. Around the beginning of October, while I was still in a relationship with my ex, I reconnected with my high school guy best friend. We never did anything in high school besides joke around and have good laughs. Now we're in a full-blown fuck buddy relationship. We've been fuck buddies since we reconnected. This guy told me he didn't want a relationship, but just recently some shit went down. A girl told me he passed away. A girl passed away, and he was sad about it. Okay. Started posting pictures of her and talking about how they were together. I got really confused, so I decided to call him up. And I asked honestly, and he said, were you dating this girl? He told me yes. I was confused and mad about it. I told him that I couldn't continue to do this to death. No pun intended. Here's the messed up part. We recently found out that his girlfriend did not pass away, but she was in the hospital for a serious illness. He finds out about it and tells me. I'm somewhat relieved, but I'm still mad. This nigga had a relationship with a girl he told me he liked and didn't tell me he was going to start dating her when we were in a fuck buddy relationship. I'm still mad about it because I had to pull the truth from him. But he told me that he told her about me and that she's cool with our relationship because they live far away from each other. She said that she cannot control what he does anyway and hopes the same in return. So I guess what I'm asking your advice is, or advice on is, if I should continue this relationship, and if I do, how? Thanks for your time anyway. As always, love you.
Girl, you're in a poly relationship. That's all. Like, what are we talking about?
She's in a poly relationship?
Yeah.
Not really. You can't be in a poly relationship and not know it. Part of being in a poly relationship is you gotta know you're in a poly relationship.
So you know about her. She knows about you.
She knew that they were friends. He didn't know they were like together. Okay. She found out they were like a thing when he was posting pictures about it.
Does she have a man?
Who?
The girl who just wrote into that. Does she have a man though?
It says around the beginning of our while I was still in a relationship with my ex.
Oh, so she don't have a man. But she was cheating.
She cheated on her man, clearly. Yeah.
Girl, you shouldn't be dating. Get yourself together. But what's your advice, Clint?
No, what's your advice first?
My advice is, girl, take some time. You didn't hop from one nigga to the next. You cheated on one nigga.
Here's the thing about reconnecting with people, man. Mm-hmm. Reconnections always feel like the right thing to do.
They do.
Until you get come around them for earth. A while, and then you realize this nigga ain't shit or this chick ain't shit, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So here's my take on this. First of all, you thought your girl died. Like, that's weird. Like, how do you, can you imagine, like, I can only imagine if I was dealing with a chick and she started posting about some nigga who died that was like, that's her man.
Right.
You find out that her man died. And I'm like, I didn't even know you had a man.
Right.
So basically, he just wasn't upfront and honest. Sis, you can't trust him.
Facts.
Bottom line, he lied to you, straight to your face.
But are you trustworthy?
Yeah. No, well, you know, she cheated. I'm not going to hold her. Like, I will hold her accountable, but I'm not going to be like, she ain't shit for that.
Okay.
People cheat. It happens. Okay. They make mistakes. I'm not we're talking about this situation.
Okay, amen.
I'm not talking about what she did.
Okay, just about
or
him.
What she was doing. But I'm going to tell you, you can't trust him. Mm-hmm. He lied to you. Mm-hmm. Now you need to move forward amicably. He lied. Bottom line.
He did.
You didn't find out about another chick until
she almost died.
Until she almost died. Like, think about that.
That's wild as fuck.
That's wild.
It is.
I'm fucking with you and I don't find out you. I find out
you got a whole man because you writing RIP.
Because you writing rest in peace.
And then you like JK. She's still here.
She's still here.
Your emotions are all over the place.
And he said the girl knows about you. It's just that they're in a long distance relationship and you can't control it. I told y'all if you're in a long distance relationship, you're single.
Okay.
So, but you said, but also she said they were fuck buddies. Mm-hmm. So in his mind, he's like, I don't owe you no explanation.
Right.
But you kind of do if there's somebody else involved that you're sleeping with.
Right.
That's all. So that's probably why he thought about it. Sis, I'm going to say this. If you want to keep fucking him, I think you should keep fucking him and compartmentalize your feelings. But if you know you can't fuck him without really falling head over heels for this nigga, you got to move on. All
right. I'm going to agree with Clint.
That's it. That's it. Oh, man. Thank y'all for listening. Oh, Rita, tell them about yourself, where they can find you at. Oh real quick, before you do that, what did you learn today? What did we learn today?
I learned some questions that I really need to ask people before. I don't plan on moving in with nobody no time soon, but before I take it to any like next level or think about a future with you, like I really need to, I quite kind of skipping over to get to know you part because I just be fucking.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, no, I learned today that I'm still mad at my grandma. Mm. You know, I'm still mad at my grandma. I gotta go see her, man. I'm gonna go to Philly. I'm gonna go check her out, man. I'm gonna just tell her I forgive her.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm gonna go see Miss Dolores. That's such an old black
That's
name,
a
right?
name.
It's Dolores, yeah. Her last name is Savage. Her name is Dolores Savage.
Oh, wow.
It's like she is her name. You know? Miss Dolores. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go say what's up to my grandma and just be like, yo, she ain't gonna understand me though.
That's for you.
She got dementia now, so she don't know. But yeah, so there's that. So where can they find you at, Rita?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Rita Olds, RitaOlds. And Clint forgot to mention I'm a writer.
No. I let you mention that. I didn't mention that. I purposely said, where can they find you at?
Find me. I am a copywriter, so I write advertisements for any entrepreneurs or small businesses out there. And I might be working with Clint on something, so maybe one podcast he'll let you know.
No, we'll tell you. I'm writing a book. It's called Advice from a Fuckboy.
Yep. So. And we're going to work on it soon.
Today.
After this.
Yeah. All right. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Don't forget, 22 tickets left. It's Friday. All right.
What day?
Today is Friday right now.
When is your show?
The show is Sunday. So by the time, if you're in LA and you're listening to this, get your tickets. Like, come on, man. Like, let's finish the job. All right. Let's finish the job.
22 away from sold out. What time is it? The show?
The show is at 9 o'clock.
Where is it at?
Set the Hollywood Improv.
Okay.
Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. God bless.
Bye. You want to keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Holy. What's his name? Holy. What's his name?
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.